Good evening! Welcome to two-thirds of Backseat Banter, because Ben is too lazy to be here.
I think he said he had something on. He made plans.
Yeah, he made plans, the podcast is being recorded.
Yeah, but we weren't sure if we were going to record it today. Like, we missed one week.
No concrete decision on to whether...
There wasn't.
Ben, he's kicked.
He's out. He's done. Two-man
podcast. We're going to change the name. No, we're not.
I was going to say, we might rebrand, but I kind of like Backseat Banter.
Yeah.
Even though there's no one in the backseat when there's two people.
We'll just, like, get some lawyer to kick him out of the intricately made podcast contract that we wrote up.
Yeah. So it's very intricate.
None of us can sell the podcast.
Lots of pages, lots of legal jargon, that kind of stuff. So today, we are talking about my new job, or my job. I didn't have one earlier, so it's just my job. I got a job.
Yeah,
I got a job.
Ben got a job.
We're gonna unpack a sad fact that I found on the internet.
Get keen for more sad facts. We think we're gonna make this a segment, but
possibly
if you think that it's good enough, or if you think that you think it's rubbish, then let us know. Probably gonna do it anyway because we can.
Let us know at Ben's Instagram. Instagram account at BellCurveBoy.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, BellCurveBoy.
Yeah, don't harass us. Yeah. Any qualms you have with this particular podcast,
which
is just the two of us, send all your hate mail to @BellCurveBoy.
To @BellCurveBoy on Instagram.
Especially, like, why weren't you on the pod? Are you even one of the boys anymore?
Are you?
So, tell me about this work job.
Yeah, so, you know how we always come to these podcasts pretty much being like, oh, tell an interesting story we had in the week or something. You know, it's actually, all these podcasts are like actually just us like properly catching up, having a real conversation. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's literally just us chatting. And I have this issue because my entire week has been this new job, right? Mm. And on, so 2 weeks ago, I had a general orientation, right?
Yeah.
We went in, it was like, I don't know, like 7 hours, and they...
What did they have to teach you?
There was just so much stuff, because it's... Okay, so I got a job in a hotel, and it's just so much stuff about, like, you know, they started off with the history of the hotel, and then they went into, like, this is the area of the hotel, then they do safety procedures, and they do some... They touch on a little bit of department-specific stuff.
Okay.
Because, you know, the group I was with... you know, everyone's from, like, people from stewarding or housekeeping, and I'm in the function department.
Mm.
Some people might have been in kitchen. It's just so much stuff that they have to touch on for all of us, for it to be relevant to all of us.
Right. I was about to say, like, if it was just for your particular little part...
No, yes.
You're not going to need to know where, like, the fire hose is on the 18th floor.
No.
Or, like, how old... Like, the bricks are. Like, it's just not very important. So that makes a lot of sense that it was more than one department.
Yeah, it was just every department. And then this Monday, we had the department-specific orientation, which was like, okay, this is actually your job. Mm. This is what you'll be doing in the day-to-day. Yeah. And the thing is, in both of those orientations, they touched on the policy of social media. And the thing is, we're not supposed to, post anything job-related to social media. And I don't know if this podcast counts, because, look, it's media, but I don't know if you can count Anchor as a social media platform.
Well, I mean, social means we need to interact with other people, and I'm pretty sure we're the only two.
Yeah, but...
ever listen to this podcast.
Yeah, so that's very true.
It's mostly just...
So it's just...
self-media.
This is my diary, so I can... that's what I'm claiming. It's my no, like, I don't know if it counts, because obviously I'm posting this to the public, and the nature of the work, right? So, like I said, I'm in the functions department, and we handle everything to do with functions that isn't the cooking and then the washing up of, like, the utensils and plates and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're the ones who, you know, put out the food, we're the ones who restock the water coolers, we'll go and collect the plates, blah, blah, blah. That's just like the general thing. And then with each specific function, there might be specific things that we got to do. And so we interact with a lot of these people holding the functions. And I just feel like a big reason why they have this social media thing is because, like, it's kind of easy to overhear stuff that you're not supposed to really overhear and put out, like, in the public.
I like where this is going.
No, but, like, yeah, so, for instance... Actually, no, I won't say for instance.
So you're immediately going against the thing that they said not to do.
Well, it's, yeah, like, it's my first week, and I'm already trying you're to be, slipping. Like... Well, okay, so here's the thing. Like I was saying, we always talk about our week, and I really want to talk about work. So, look, I'm not a lawyer, you know this, but I have prepared what I think is a fucking good statement, okay? Ready? Ready for this goodness, okay? I, Aiden Rupra, hereby announce with sound state of body and mind that everything I have ever said or ever will say on this podcast in all its forms is false, fabricated, decontextualized, and factually misleading, all in the pursuit of comedy.
Good disclaimer.
Thank you. As a very subjective art form, it goes on. As a very subjective art form, comedy encompasses a broad spectrum and may even extend to places many would consider unfunny and not comedic. Due to this wide-ranging nature of comedy, one might interpret my words, sentences, comments, and stories as literal, perhaps factual, or even closely resembling reality. This is incorrect. I am incorrect. Thank you.
Very nice. Very nice. So we can't get sued, is essentially what you're
saying? Yeah, basically that. Nothing I say is reality. So if I said, for instance, I overheard someone just talk about their work, like they were saying... I'm the public relations coordinator. And that kind of perked on my ears because I'm like, hey, that's what I want to be. So
if why are I you said, opening your bag?
If I said stuff like that, I wouldn't... I'm just totally making that up. 100% in the pursuit of comedy. Yeah, so I'm just saying that to save my ass. In case I was saying that earlier today, we had a food convention. And it was really cool. It was like a big stall setup.
Well, it would have been pretty cool.
It would have been pretty cool. It would have been like a big stall setup, right? Ah. So, literally, did you ever have market day in year six?
Oh, I've had market days in my time.
Well, you know how everyone, literally, it's like just rows of stalls and people. Yes. Yeah, it was like that. It was like this huge, like, food convention. I'm not sure what the actual thing was, and I was really confused because it looked like they were, like, literally advertising to each other, but I was like, okay. aren't all these places, like, competitors? Like, I saw, like, you know, like, Becca, the cheese company?
No.
No, B-E-Q-A?
You mean Bega?
Oh, is it Bega? It's not Becca?
No!
Why is it Bega?
Because of the place! Bega, it's a place down on the south coast.
Where is
the
it? Cheese is.
Fuck, that's hilarious.
I didn't know that.
Yes, Bega.
Okay, you know Bega? They had a stall, and then, like, other, like, places similar had stalls, and I was just really confused about what was happening, or I would be, you know, if
something like this occurred. If something like I this also occurred. Would be confused.
Yeah, that's why I said that whole legal speech, because... I just want to let everyone know it'd be false if I said that I took this contact list.
Excuse me?
Of people that attended.
Why did you do
this function? See, businesses like or
don't red the podcast.
You know, there are like there's names like
don't read out names.
States there Stop are it. Mobile phone numbers and emails like.
You do realise that public relations is a difference to espionage?
Like...
No, don't... You're not doxing someone on the pod. Virtually or otherwise. Give me that.
Give me
that.
What? I don't have anything.
Give me...
I don't have anything.
Theoretically, pass me an object.
Look at it.
Where did you steal this from?
I would have been cleaning up, and then, you know, you just find stuff. Look at all those names.
But imagine all those names.
Imagine all those names that are there.
Jesus.
Yeah, so
what do you plan to do with this?
I mean,
what would you plan to do with something if you had something that was similar to the thing that you were talking about?
The thing is, I kind of just took it and was like, I could use this, but I can't. What am I going to use it for? I'm just going to... I should probably burn it.
No, what you should do, if you had if you had a list of names of theoretical companies that you don't have, but if you did have one,
mm-hmm.
you could... Just every time you want to set up an account...
Oh, set it up under this, like,
yeah, post? Yeah, just put their number.
Oh!
Or their email address. And then...
I was thinking, like, whenever I get lonely, I'm just going to hit up, from...
Don't name where she is. I don't even think there is a on here. I mean, there wouldn't be a no one above the...
Surely there's a So, I didn't really have a point of taking that. I guess I just thought, is a bit valuable.
Would it be a theoretically a full list, or would it be torn? And why would it be torn if you somehow got a list that was torn?
It was theoretically torn because I don't think people want that out there. Like,
okay, look, I know a little bit about office work,
uh-huh.
and there's these things that are shredders, and you would put the thing in, you can't read it because it's shredded.
Ah.
This is not shredding, or something along the lines of what we are talking about would not be shredding, because it's just half the page, I can still read it.
Yeah,
I
but could, the thing is, could read could it could read it. Could the read thing it. Is, I don't know, I just figured the person who had it previously was like, I don't need this, rip it up. Just rip it up. Just give it a good rip.
But then what? They just left it on the ground?
They did. They just left it on the table.
That's fair.
And it is fair because the place that I work at has a like a media like rule saying, "Hey, don't put this stuff out there."
Like this.
Don't bring these things home and talk about it in a public place. So I didn't do that.
You're just going to end up, like, in a ditch.
So I didn't do
like,
that.
With, like, a hotel calling card on your body.
I totally didn't just do that for... And again, comedic purposes.
Yeah, this is a thought experiment. What did you think? What did you guys think?
What do you think of that? What do you think of these?
A reference that not many people are going to get outside of...
Nah, it's Humpty Donna.
Yeah, maybe some people will get it.
Some people get it.
Well, no one's going to get it because no one listens to the podcast.
So, yeah, I like my work, though. It's good. It's proper stress. So, it depends, though. Because some days are real, real proper bad. Like, Monday, for instance, was the first day. It was my department-specific orientation.
I'm going to theoretically keep this.
I think that's theoretically illegal.
I think... I'd rather have it where I know where it is, rather than in your incapable hands.
I kind of need to burn it, I feel.
I'll burn it.
Because the thing is, like, if I rip it up...
I would burn it if I had it.
If I rip it up, there would still be numbers there.
Just eat it.
That's actually a good idea.
No, it's not.
That is a good idea.
Do you remember that kid were you in my year 8 English class?
I don't think... Was that the all boys class?
No.
I wasn't. I don't...
Ingold's class.
Maybe.
Yeah, do you remember when Rob always...
Yeah.
This kid just ate paper. Like, just like it was lunch.
He ate and the teacher, so much paper.
The teacher just got pissed off at him. I don't even know if he was like, scared of the unknown.
Yeah, they were genuinely, like, giving him disciplinary action for eating so much paper. You know who used to eat his Thai? Before high
school.
Wait,
eat as in, like, nibble on or consume? Because there's a big difference.
There was a little bit of consuming. Like, he was nibbling on it so much that the tip started to wear away.
What was this guy's deal? Was he going through, like, a second phase of, you know how babies, when they're teething, they chew and shit? Was he just, like, instead of losing his baby teeth one at a time, was he just going to lose them all at once, and he was just trying to get his adult teeth back?
Imagine, we'll see, like...
Because that's not a good thought.
He was full chewing on it. Imagine just yanking that tie. That'd hurt. That'd be mean. That'd be really bad.
Now, if he was, like, mid, like, click.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, I'm really glad bullying just wasn't a thing at our school.
I'm so sure it was.
Nah, there wasn't
much. I'm pretty sure that if you aren't being bullied, then you are the bully.
I wasn't bullying him. Who did I bully? My little brother claims that I bullied him in school. Yeah, but that's just classic.
That's like...
You just kind of...
Why would you make the distinction of in school?
Yeah, that's...
Just full stop.
That's very true. Like, there's just... You just need to bully your little brother until...
Yeah, you must assert dominance.
Mm. Otherwise,
Ben wouldn't know this. Ben's got two older sisters.
Do you reckon he got bullied by his two older sisters?
I don't know.
I need to ask him. We should let's ask him.
What
next
if it's just like a traumatic childhood?
He starts breaking.
His sisters are lovely. I'm pretty sure they would.
Oh, our pizza is here. Be right back, podcast.
Yeah, look, welcome back to the height of professionality. We're having some mad grub here.
I'm so hungry.
some great pizzas. But yeah,
not sponsored, we're not going to say the name of where we got the pizzas.
We had to pay full price for the pizzas, so they don't get a shout out.
No, of course not.
A recommendation to all three of you.
And I used to work there, so they're definitely not getting a shout out.
I thought you liked working there.
Well, it was like, I liked it at first, because I was getting paid.
The allure of the dog.
Yeah. But then after a while, I was like, nah, it's pretty shit. Especially when it's a really, like, boring night and you're just standing there for, like, 20 minutes.
That's rough.
20 minutes, yeah, it's
I thought you guys used to play cricket in there.
No?
That's what Sam said.
What?
He said you guys used to play cricket when it was down. Like, just inside. Just cricket down the, like, hallways of the store.
No,
I've never been.
I never played cricket there. Well, it just got suddenly boring when he left and I joined.
Yeah, maybe.
Because we were both working there for like only like maybe a week.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah, a week or two. Then he got his slick new office job.
Fancy boy.
Fancy boy.
But anyway, what was the second thing we were talking about?
We were going to talk about sad facts.
Were we?
Well, a sad fact. So.
Okay. Well, hit me up.
All right.
I've got the tissues ready.
Yep. We've got the tissues.
Yeah.
Just need to let the web page load. All right.
There we go.
Okay, ready? Are you ready for this, right?
No.
This is a segment that I think I've kind of stolen.
From where?
You know Luke Kidgel?
Oh, you scumbag.
No, but the thing is. Idea. Yeah, well, the thing is, it came up originally. In a previous podcast.
Yeah.
Came up as a topic, but...
Well, it was also a topic of a theme we accidentally made.
But I used to listen to Luke Kidgel's podcast, and then I was like, sad facts sounds so familiar, it just sounds so right. Mm. And then it came to me when I was like, went back to listening to his podcast a few days ago. He has a segment called Sad Facts. I forgot about it. Anyway.
Well, we ripped it off, we don't care.
Yeah.
Ours is undoubtedly shitter, so they can't... Sue us.
100%. Are you ready for this, right?
I am.
A typical cow in the European Union receives a government subsidy of $2.20 a day. The cow earns more than 1.2 billion of the world's poorest people.
What do you mean it's got a subsidy? Wait, what?
I don't know. That's what this says.
Let me read this fact again.
Yeah, go on. Typical. It says it gets paid. $2.20 a day.
Okay, but like, so wait.
So where's the money going? Because is the cow setting up like an investment for the future? Have they got a pension plan going?
I don't think so. But my question is, how do you monetize grass? Like, what's $2.20 worth of grass? Yeah, that's right.
You could ask Bunnings.
No, that's like turf. I mean like grass for consumption.
They'd have grass seeds.
I mean, maybe. But, I mean, sure, probably. But, that's not the point. When you look.
Yeah, this pizza we've got.
We don't get charged for the wheat seeds. Wait, does wheat have seeds?
Yeah,
you don't get paid for the production thingy.
Yeah.
But like, what's a dollar's worth of grass? Is it like 10 blades? How do you quantify it? I mean, you can buy hay and you can buy.
Well, maybe it's more like what the cows are used for, as in they get killed for the meat.
But didn't it say milk? Oh no,
it didn't say anything about why. It just said they get paid $2.20 a day. Also, I want to know how
compensation for death. Doesn't it make sense?
How did they come up with $2.20? Why is it $2.20?
I love how this is supposed to be a sad fact. We just dodged the fact that 1.2 billion people earn less than this cow. And we're more just like, interesting, cow economics. How does it happen?
Before I got my job, I earned less than a cow. Shit.
That's a good question. How do you get the $2?
Yeah,
what does that pay for?
In my mind, what they've done is they've gone, all right, this is how much we're taxing people for agriculture.
Yeah.
And this is how this, and then from that sum of money, they've gone, this is the percentage we're willing to pay the cows for what they contribute to society. Which might be, I don't know, like 3% or something. Maybe there's a European
3% of the GDP of the entire EU.
No, not the GDP, it's just the
cows.
Just the agriculture, just the, you know, the farming of wherever. But it's the European Union. So that's cows across every country in the European Union, right?
Which is
weird because some cows might not, like, be doing much. Do you reckon there's, like...
What do you mean?
Do you reckon there's
people out there in the fields doing quality control, like, oi, Stephen, eat more, you fuck.
No, I'm being like, do you reckon there are some cows who are like, fuck, why do we get paid the same as those cows in that other country who are doing nothing?
The argument against communism.
Cow communism.
So, a cow doctor gets paid the same as a cow 7-Eleven worker.
Do you reckon the cows would be like, oi, fuck those random European country cows. They don't do as much as us. We deserve more than $2.20 a day.
I mean...
I don't even know what to say. 1.2 billion people. Surely if more people knew about this, I reckon some people in the European Union would protest. Be like, why are you paying the cows? Put that money to good use.
Nah, they don't care. On behalf of all the EU, they don't care. I don't know. But can I replace the cow? Can I earn a $2.20 wage?
Oh, you want to get a job as a cow in the European Union?
Yeah, why not? I mean, why don't those... Why, stop being poor, go be a cow. Get a job as a cow. If a cow can earn this much, you could get a job.
That's almost motivational. They should put up a motivational
poster. No, it's not.
They should put up motivational posters, be like, cow earns $2.20 a day, you're more...
you're worth more, but we're still not going to pay you that much.
You're worth more. Act like it.
Not you're paid more, you're worth more.
You're worth more. Act like it. That's motivational and a bit insulting.
That's extremely insulting and not motivational in any way. That's the opposite. Your life is meaningless. We don't value you. That's
saying we'd rather have this cow as a part of our society. You want to replace the cow, so what, you want to, like, just roam the fields for your days?
I mean, I'm pretty sure the cows don't just get paid to roam the fields. Like, I'm pretty sure the products that they create is what gives them their value.
Yeah, so you want to create milk?
I mean, I can't.
You want to just be...
I either have to make milk or, like, just, like...
Be killed for meat, essentially.
I mean, I don't have to die, do I? Surgery exists. Just, like, take a bit of my bum off and just sell it.
You might have to save up a lot with $2.20 a day to get that kind of surgery happening.
Yeah, I don't think I gain much from it, do I?
$2.20 a day, so What's that annually? Like...
Wait a minute. You know what I said about how they wouldn't protest? I think they might protest because, back to the original question, of why the fuck are we paying the cows? Like...
I reckon it's a...
Are the dairy farmers not making enough of a profit? Because I don't care. Stop paying the cows. There's no, so many. No, but wait,
what do you mean if the dairy farmers aren't making enough of a profit?
Because... Well, that's where the money goes. They don't go up to the cow and they, like, just stick the dollar bills in its eye and just like, hey, you're done good there, Jimmy, keep eating. That's not how it works.
So...
The money goes to the dairy farmers.
Yeah. But, like...
Sorry.
Damn, now I want a slice.
There's just more pizza.
It's so good. That cheese on that pizza, cow paid for that.
$2.20. $2.20. It's not EU. Pretty sure Australian cows don't get paid.
I reckon it's an issue with, I don't know, all I can think of is maybe, like, animal rights? Because...
What, to equal pay?
No, I'm just saying... like... I'm not saying this is my, like, this is why I think they should be paid. I don't know if they should be paid $2.20. I haven't thought about it enough. But I'm just saying, the reason I think they are paid $2.20 is because we're taking advantage of what these cows naturally do. And we're profiting from that. And it's like, one could make the argument that that is, like... a form of slavery. Like, that where... Like, you know what I mean? They're not getting paid for what they do. And we... are advantaged by what they do.
Right. But think of it conversely.
Mm.
Say if I was a person. I mean, I'm a person. The
All right, Zuckerberg. When I was human.
Fucking, okay, say the tables have turned.
Yeah.
Say, maybe the cow's on the same level as us, right? And okay. I'm working for a cow company. Or
something. Okay, yeah.
I supply my delicious man meat for the cows.
Wait, whoa, what?
Now just let me continue.
Well, I'm already so confused.
Like, okay, so,
say... You said the tables have turned. Wait, does that mean the cows are using you?
No, yeah.
Okay. Alright, so the cows are
But the
charge.
Cow economy still runs on grass. And I need money to buy food from the humans to get food. Right? I can't...
No, you are a human, though.
I am.
You did it again! What are you...
No, you just said that I was, and I agreed. But, if I'm doing whatever the cows want me to do...
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's not getting paid.
Let's
he's
say...
not getting paid in cow dollars. And they just chuck... turf at me. I'm not going to do anything with the turf. I don't need turf to survive. I need money. Just like the cows don't need... Like, you can lock the cow in a cage.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, here's some money.
Here's
it's
some
just
going
to die.
Yeah, here's some money for locking
Why don't
you in
they just
cage?
Get, like, extra grass?
That's kind of being like... That's kind of being like... Rhett, we're going to, like... We're going to make you work the mines. We're not going to pay you in dollars. Here's something completely arbitrary to you. Like,
well,
it doesn't mean
not
anything.
Even that. Just something that they value that I don't. So they might be just like, oh, we love vintage Star Wars t-shirts. I mean, I think they're okay. But maybe they're like,
they're pretty
this
good.
Is
they're
actually,
pretty
this is
good.
The monetary system of our society.
Yeah.
It's very limited. There's like 6 people in the society. And they just trade
Wait,
back
you and 5 cows?
Jesus. But, like, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, they could give me
any,
that shirt.
Yeah.
And it's a shirt to me, but it's not money.
It's a cow shirt. You can't wear it. That's
no,
why
they're
it's
not cows at this
you.
Point. We're back to people.
Oh, damn it. You switched place. You flipped the tables again without telling me.
Right, I'll let you know next time.
Let me know if you're like, a person or a cow or a lizard.
No one sees what happens when he says that. But I just like make a lizard face.
Make a lizard face.
He's keep. Yeah, I peel off my skin mask. But yeah, I don't even think that's that sad, to be honest.
I think it's kinda nice.
Mm.
Because
But here's another thing. How many cows are in the European Union? I wanna look that up.
Yeah, that's a good point because, and also, does that mean, right, that, this is going to sound like a really really dumb question.
I also realise that this website is so not reputable.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
There's probably not even cows in the EU.
Wait, other countries have cows?
Here we go.
It's like emus. Like, other countries don't have emus. Like, I just thought cows were native to Australia.
Do you know what the first question that people also ask?
Wait, what did you Google?
Just cows in the EU.
Does cows
no,
in the
no,
EU?
No, no, no. This is the this is the first question.
What did you type in?
I just typed in cows in EU to find out how many there were.
Yeah.
The first question people also ask is, what is EU in cattle? Like the language.
In what?
In cattle.
What the fuck?
I don't know. But maybe the tables have turned.
Oh.
fuck.
The cows are starting a revolution. They're not being paid enough. No, okay, alright. Okay, hang on.
I'm trying to find numbers.
But, alright. This is going to sound like genuinely the rarest shit. But when does a cow start being a cow?
I think, when does it grow up to be a cow?
No, but I'm saying, like, alright, so say you're a farmer in the
There's
EU.
There's no spectrum of cows.
Say you're a farmer in the EU, yeah? And you have 10 cows, and you make 5 of them mate with the other 5. As soon as you find out they're pregnant, do they count as cows? Do you get paid an extra $2.20 for every cow?
Like,
because...
When is... It's like the abortion debate. When is a cow a cow?
That's what I'm saying. When does it start being a cow? Because...
I reckon it's when it's born.
When it's born.
I don't reckon there's a pregnancy subsidy. I reckon there should be. It'll top the economy.
But surely... Okay, but that means that you could have 2 cows and just have them keep pumping out a baby. You're getting paid more. Is there a cap? What's stopping farmers from...
Oh.
Because if you're when you're living on a farm, the value for life, like, you know, you see cattle die a lot. Like, it's not the biggest.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
You know what I'm getting at? So it's like, I'm not saying all of them would do this.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
You could make the argument that someone might cheat the system in quotation marks and just try get as many babies out, get paid $2.20 for each of them every day. That stacks up. If you've got
they don't get paid
cows,
every day, do they?
Yeah, it's $2.20 a day.
No, fuck. Oh yeah, it is too.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So like, you've got a money farm essentially.
Wait, but you lose that $2.20 every time you kill a cow.
Yeah,
so
you
just,
do.
Just don't kill the cows. You could just.
Yeah, that's what, if you have like 400 cows, and like. What's stopping you from making all of them mate? Double that. I mean, it's not going to double it. It's going to...
Maybe there's, like, an optimum where you can reach, like...
You reckon
reaches
there's a
cap? Like, the peak... No, like, it reaches, like, the peak meat time. But you, like... If you have, like... I don't kill cows regularly.
Mm.
At all. like, there's probably a window...
I dabble.
I do not. There's probably a window, like, an age bracket between which is, like, the best time to get it, to get the best meat. I reckon they just start killing them at the end there, so you just get the maximum amount of cow money earned, and then you kill it just when it, like, can give you the most profit. Like, you just optimize it, and...
Right, okay, so say...
Oh, actually, you know what? That mightn't work, because I'm pretty sure... I don't kill cows at all. But I'm pretty sure that age is, like, between 1 and 2. And cows can live to, like, 40. So there's no way that it would be cheaper to kill the... I mean, more... There's no way that you'd get more money from killing the cow.
Yeah, and also, if it even... If it is, like... Okay, say the window for that optimization is... You said to 1 to 2. Let's say that the window is 2 years.
Yeah.
Say, like, it could be as soon as they're born to, like, 2 years or something. Or anywhere in their lifetime. It's 2 years. What's stopping... Even then... Farmers could definitely cheat the system. They could say, all right, so just for argument's sake, let's say the optimum age for a cow in producing whatever they produce, you know, graze the grass, the meat, provide milk. Say that the optimum...
Milk. You degenerate.
Shut the fuck up. All
right, continue.
Milk. Is that better?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
I said the same thing.
No, you said milk because you're...
It's just milk.
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 Thank you.
Milk. Doesn't sound right to me. Doesn't sound right coming out of my mouth. Milk.
Because it's not supposed to. It's supposed to sound good when it goes into the ear.
No, it just doesn't. It just doesn't. What, you put milk in your ear?
Exposed.
Back to what I was saying. Say the optimum age is from 6 to 8 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's stopping a farmer being like, all right, I am going to mate these two cows. Make these two cows. And in 6 to 8 years, I'm going to get all this money from it. But doing that, like, every day, and then doing it increasingly, after that, when those cows become, like, old enough to then start mating with...
You're just going to get a really inbred lot of cows.
Yeah, but they're still cows.
Oh, I forgot ethics went out the window.
Well, you can't bring ethics into it, because then you're saying, when is a human a human? And you might be like, well, no, if they have a disability, they're not. Like, you
wait, what? You have I to made count no speculate. What are you talking about?
Them. You have to count them all. Even if they're inbred, they're still cows.
Oh,
that's
right,
what I'm saying.
Right, right.
So what's stopping a farmer from just using this as literally a money farm? Because to them, the cow's life isn't, like, you know, they're not taking into account, because they see cows die. They see...
But you know what? That's probably... I mean, you say that, but letting them just live on a farm and just earn money, that's nicer than killing them. Like, he's it's a win-win. The cows don't die. He gets more money.
Fuck, dairy farmers must be balling in the EU.
Oh, but he can also just fire all his stuff, because he doesn't need to kill cows anymore. He can just live on a property with cows. Like, that's it.
Actually, no, okay, that makes sense, actually. I was saying, what's stopping them? Property would be stopping them.
And the law.
No, but, like, space, like, physical space to keep these cows would be stopping them. If they just kept exponentially pumping out cows, at a point, you're going to need to either stop or buy more land, and that's going
to
cost
them a lot. Well, I mean, you're going to get to a point where there's too many cows that there's just not enough food, and then you're going to have to pay that $2.20 for food every day.
Yeah, so there's going to be a... what's number. That called? What's that? There was a name for it.
A plateau?
Yeah, there was like a business term for it. But essentially...
It's a biology term.
Is it? Essentially, yeah, that optimum point where you're getting most about... Do you reckon farmers have thought of this?
No, because I'm 100% certain that under the thing that goes, oh, you get $2.20 a day, it also says... Like, for a minimum of 2 years, because that's when you have to fucking kill the cow. But what this reminds me of is, back in, like, the 1800s, 1900s in Australia, with, like, pests, they were like, oh, we'll give you, like, a shilling for a fox pelt.
Oh, right,
and
yeah,
so people were just like, okay.
Breed foxes.
Bred foxes.
Bred foxes, yeah.
And then just, like, farmed them, and then they were like, fuck, there's just more foxes now.
Yeah.
And they're like, fine, no one gets any more money for fox pelts. And they're like, alright then, and then just release them all. It's pretty much what's happening.
Wait, this is in Australia?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Australia, that really just...
So lazy.
...holds true to how Australia was built on convicts. Like, that is such a fucking cheat the system kind of thing to do. Fuck, that's good. Those are smart people. Glad to be an Australian after that. Anyway, we completely ignored the 1.2 billion. Making that a sad fact.
Oh, right, yeah. Alright.
See that you've got, like, that wasn't really that sad. That was kind of good for the cows, but, you know, ignore the sadness.
Yeah, that's the message we want you to get from that conversation.
Ignore the
sadness. Oh, sad things are going to happen in your life. Just look at the positives. Think of the cows. Think of all the grass they get and the $2.20 that they also get that you don't get. Well, don't think about that you don't get it. Just be happy for them.
That definitely fits on the motivational poster. All of that. Everything you just said. Every word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's a picture of a cow and have, like, it just...
A real smiley cow. Just really
not even, cow. Just like, just neutral.
Just like, I'm mildly content.
I'm getting 220 a day. Hashtag ballin' as a cow.
No one likes this podcast, do they?
No. Alrighty then, and that's where we'll end it. Have a working class day.